Blog Talk Radio.
It's time once again for the show. That's right, Rodney Perry Live. Thank you for tuning in. We are into 2014 and live coming at you. And this is the thing. The show is getting bigger. The show is getting better. And it's all because of you. It's all because of you. And this today's show is going to be one of those shows that I really like. I don't know if you're into psychics. I don't know if you're into, you know, kind of getting a glimpse into your possible future, but that's what today's show is about. And I think at the beginning of the year is a great time to kind of take a glimpse at that stuff. And today's guest, he's been on the show before. He's a friend of the show. His name is Psychic Wayne. You can go check him out on his website, Psychic Wayne and the number one. That's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, the number one.com. And just a good dude, man. I mean, I had a chance to really chop it up with him face-to-face, and I was impressed with him on a lot of levels. Just a really awesome human being. So the phone lines are open. If you want to call in and get a reading from Psychic Wayne, give us a call, 718-305-6383. One question. What does the year have to hold for me, Psychic Wayne? Let's bring him on the line right now. Matter of fact, before I do that, Wayne, hold on. Let's do this. First of all, thank everybody that came out to the Next Level Never Deny All-Star Show last night. The show was incredible. And, again, that's because of you. Shout out to all of the All-Stars. Oh, my God. You guys completely destroyed it. My show debuts tomorrow. Off the Chain debuts on Bounce TV tomorrow. That is January 14th on Bounce TV. The show, when I tell you, this show has matured so fast. When you see what we did with this season, you're going to be like, Rodney Perry, you know, let's do this, you know. So with that, a lot of great things coming down the line. Go to RodneyPerry.com, get all the information about everything I got going on. When I come back, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we will be talking to my man, Mr. Psychic Wayne. Y'all stay right there.
What did I do with my last 5 hours? Let's see. I was a dietitian, a housekeeper, a pediatrician. Yeah, that was a third degree boo-boo. A housekeeper, a sanitation engineer, a housekeeper. Good thing I have 5 hour energy to keep me going. What will you do with your next 5 hours?
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank. Guess what time it is? It's time for Off the Chain to come back. That's right. Off the Chain is coming back. New comics, brand new show, brand new stage. Rodney Perry's in full effect. I got new clothes, baby. They done hooked me up. The show is going down. January 14th on Bounce TV. You don't want to miss it. We are back in full effect. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. What does 2014 have to hold for me? What's going on? What's going to happen to me? Psychic Wayne, maybe you can help me out. The number is 718-305-6383. And, man, first of all, Wayne, Happy New Year, brother.
Hey, Happy New Year, man.
First of all, I can't thank you enough for coming on again. The last show you did is one of our highest rated shows. And the thing that I like about you, Psychic Wayne,
give great readings, and you don't judge people. You know what I mean? And I'm just a fan, man. I was on your website. The testimonials are like crazy. You know, people are really satisfied. What does it do for you to know that you're helping people, man?
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you very much for that, Rodney. I mean, I strive really hard not to judge. I mean, that's part of the job. You know, people have some real issues, and they need some real answers. And if I'm judging them, we can't really get to the core of the answers. So, but I'm sorry. So, wait, asking that question again, I was so listening to your complimentary part of that. It just kind of took me like, what was the question?
Hold on. But, well, the question more than anything is, like, how does it feel to know that you're helping people, man?
Oh, I mean, that's it. That's why I do what I do. And, you know, I try to explain to people, it's not like you coming to me, I'm going to grant you your wish, I'm going to bring your man back, I'm going to make you win the lottery. You're coming to me for some answers in order to make some decisions about your life, to create the life that you want. And when that happens, people get the message that I give them, and they make it happen. That's what makes me feel good. That's why I do what I do, you know?
Man, it's awesome. Please, if you listen to this show, do yourself a favor. Go to Wayne's website. He's at psychicwayne1.com. That's the word psychic, the word Wayne, the number one.com. And I noticed you had the history on there. You know, and I know we're going to talk to some people in a few seconds, and I want to do that. But I noticed the history stretched into the Babylonians, the history goes into the Greeks. Can you give me the history as it relates to people of color, to black people, and astrology?
Wow. Well, how much time do we have?
I guess give me the cliff notes.
Okay. Let me try to kind of sum it up. Well, for me, you know, being a person of color and being in an industry that's, you know, it's mainly dominated by white people. When I came out as a psychic, it was very difficult for me because most of the people in my community, the black people, they judge me. You know, most of the black people feel like this is the devil's work, it's evil, it's something that God is against, that whole thing. But what people don't know the history of this, that when the slaves were here, or when there were slaves, rather, they used astrology to get up north. They had to follow these different stars to get up north during the Underground Railroad and that kind of thing. And my thing is that if God created heaven and earth, why? Why is it impossible for him to give us messages from the heavens in order to make our life better, you know? So it's been a little bit challenging, you know, in my community. But, you know, in the past few years, being on your show, being on Ricky's show, these other shows, I've been embraced, so that really, really, really has made me, you know, feel good. And, you know, people want to do stuff on TV. When at one point when I started to do this, a lot of people kind of stayed away from it because they didn't want to be associated with it because of the stigma, so to speak, of talking to a psychic or an astrologer, you know? So things have gotten better, and I'm planning on them getting a lot better. So it's okay.
I love it. Hey, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Psychic Wayne, and we're opening up the phone lines. Now, Wayne, before we even open the lines, what do you need for the people? You need, like, birthday? What do you need for them to have ready?
Well, their birthday is good, and, you know, I don't like to put a lot of people on blast. You don't have to give your first and your last name. If you're comfortable giving me your first name or whatever, that's cool. I work with initials, you know, and your birthday. And your question, and since I only have 30 seconds to give you an answer, you know, people call in, they're like, oh, what is my life like? I don't have time to do that. If you're in a relationship, you want some insight on that, you want insight on your career, you know, just ask me a question, and I'll be able to give you some insight on it in a couple of seconds or a minute or what have you.
All right, I love it. Hey, we're in full effect. This is Rodney Perry. Tune in to Rodney Perry Live. Let's go to the lines. I guess I ain't supposed to give her name either. Well, she already did. Chantel from Texas, you on with Psychic Wayne.
What's up? Hey, happy 2014 to both of you.
Thank you, Chantel.
Yeah, happy 2014, baby.
All right, blessings. I hope happiness on each of you. Okay, let me hurry up. My quick question is, when will I be ready to settle down? That's all I want to know.
You mean settle down in a relationship? Tell me what you mean by settle down. Okay.
Well, settle down because I've been so focused on my career that I put love on the back burner.
Okay.
So when am I going to be ready to open up and I'm, like, ready to do this?
All right. Can I get your birthday?
8/16. You want the year?
No, no. Month and day is fine.
Okay.
Miss Leo.
Yes, I am.
Hey, well, you know what? Look, you really do have to have some more balance in your life. All they're talking about here is money. Money means a lot to you. I feel like over this next probably 6 to 8 months, there is a potential relationship here, but, you know, money is kind of showing up as an obstacle. And what that means to me is that you still may not want to make that connection just yet, but you need to remind yourself that it is time, you know, for you to make this connection. There's a couple of people that you're going to meet, actually, but there's one particular person that they show me here probably any time between now and the spring and summer that's going to, you know, be a potential relationship for you. How many businesses do you own, or how many projects are you working on? It's a lot of stuff here.
I'm working on maybe one or two.
Yeah. Apparently, they're going to kind of blow up because you still are going to be putting a lot of time in there, and it's saying to me to tell you, you're going to have to remind yourself to be open to this. And whoever this person is that they're talking about, it's a real solid connection, okay? So you're not even going to really have to look for this situation. It just kind of evolved. I just need for you to be open.
Right? Open, exactly. That's so true. Okay.
All right. Wow. Hey, Chantel, thank you so much for the call.
Thank y'all. Have a good day.
So, Wayne, when you're talking, you say they are saying, who is they?
Well, my cards and my spirit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I need to clarify that. They. You know, it's a deck of 78 cards, and this is where the playing cards came from. You know, people play spades and all that stuff. They don't know that it came from the tarot cards. So.
I love it. Well, okay, we got a call. I know they might not want to get a name just yet. 919, you're on with Psychic Wayne. 919.
Was that me?
That is you.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you on with Psychic Wayne. It's 2014. What's your name?
Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hey,
Christy.
Okay. What's your birthday?
5/30.
All right, you sound a little shy over there. I'm going to need you to open up. What's wrong? Can anybody see you? What's your question for me?
I'm in a relationship. I'm married, actually, and I'm working on a lot of media outside of my 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband pretty much wants me to stop all of that to give him more attention. I'm trying to, you know.
Okay. Well, we need to look at your relationship then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just his first initial. That's all I need.
L.
All right. Let's see. You know what? this is where it gets a little difficult for me because this tells me here that, you know, he is a bit controlling. He has the two cards that describe a controlling man are both in the layout here. You got the Emperor and the King of Swords. My feeling for this is that you don't need to stop because it says here that you're going towards something that's going to really, really pay off in your long-term future. At the very most, you need to compromise with him and maybe not do it as much. You cannot stop this here. And I'm telling you now, if you do stop this, there's regret here, and then there's going to be complete control over this relationship by him. So, you know, this is a little bit difficult, but if he can't compromise, and I feel like he will, but if he can't, then, you know, you still have to go forward with what you're doing.
Right.
You know, don't give this up. You got two aces here. That means it's going to be something pretty big at the end. When you get to the finish line, it's something big. You understand?
I do.
And let me ask you this one last thing, and I just want this for the confirmation of me. Has he been controlling like this before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I rule the relationship, but he has those, you know,
tendencies. And I think that will, if you kind of allow that, it's going to be, it's going to set a standard and a pattern here. So I need you to kind of stand up for yourself without being combative and make a compromise. And my last words to you is that the project, the job, whatever this is that you're doing, It ends up being a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so you better not give this up, all right?
It's good for everybody. Let me ask a question. I rule the relationship. What that mean?
Well, you know, I'm more of the take charge type. You know what I mean.
Okay, I can't deal with it. Bye, girl. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. We're on with Mr. Psychic Wayne. Psychic Wayne, man, that was a great reading. We got Kevin calling in from Atlanta. Kevin, you're on with Psychic Wayne, man. What you got?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
All right, so actually, I was just wondering, I make music. I was wondering, like, what's in store for me for 2014?
All right. Can I get your birth date?
October 2nd. You need the yeah.
Huh?
No, I was wondering, did you need, like, the full, like,
No,
October
2nd? That's fine. Hold on. Okay. Good and bad news. The good news of it is that you're definitely going to make some strides this year in the music business. They acknowledge your talent. What it is that you don't have a lot of patience, and sometimes you don't have – your drive kind of comes and goes. You get discouraged. You don't need to get discouraged, buddy. You have a talent. There's some woman – I don't know if you already know this woman. You're going to meet this woman who actually is going to end up helping put you on or put you in touch with other people. Do you have – are you working with a manager or – something like that? I don't know who this woman is. You know who the woman
is?
Yeah,
it's actually kind of confusing because it's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, there's you know, whoever this woman is going to have something to do with getting you in or getting you connected with the people. You're not going to be Kanye West in 2014, but you definitely are going to get this ball rolling faster than it did last year. Absolutely. You've been doing this for a while?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 4 years now, recording.
Well, you've had talent since before that. So, you know, it's a good thing that you're trying to pursue this and make this happen. Okay?
All right.
So,
okay.
Let me ask this for this young man, because I know he don't want it. Should he continue banging this woman?
Oh, I'm gonna let you.
Not easy.
I'm just playing. I'm playing. Don't answer that. Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Wayne, am I lightweight psychic, man? I feel like I know something.
Well, hey, you know what? And this is what I tell people: having intuition and ability is just like everybody has it. It's just like everybody goes to the bathroom. Everybody has it.
Right.
I just think that certain people tap into it. Certain people develop it. You know, but everybody has it. Every single person has it.
Okay, I got one for you. My brother's birthday is today. I think it's today anyway. Today, January 13th. He's looking for a career breakthrough. Is that in the cards? His first initial is J.
All right. Career breakthrough. Oh, well, yeah. The thing of it is that there are some things in his future that hasn't been revealed to him yet because he's still kind of waiting on certain things to kind of settle or happen. But there's actually a break before this year is out, some kind of break here. Yes. Is he married?
Just about.
Huh?
He's not married, but he's in a domestic situation.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody wants to get married or somebody's going to get married or something. Something around, you know, he's waiting for the career stuff to happen, but they're telling me that something about his relationship is going to, there's some kind of pressure there to take things further. So, but there is a break. There is actually a break for him. So he has to keep, you know, keep pushing on with this. A phone call, actually, which is within 30 days, that's going to help him in some kind of capacity. News of some type of job, yeah. So.
Wow, okay. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. We're on with Psychic Wayne. You got the number, 718-305-6383. We're going to take a break, Wayne. We come back, we're going to talk to Psychic Wayne a little more, and we're going to take some more calls. So you guys, hang on. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank.
Hi. You are not going to believe this. I bought Pepsi Next.
What's Pepsi Next?
It's the new cola from Pepsi. It's got real cola taste, but 60% less sugar.
Real cola taste. 60% less sugar.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
But this is the most impressive thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Oh, definitely. I've never had anything like it.
My parents are going to...
Yeah, they're going to be so proud.
Introducing Pepsi Next. Drink it to believe it.
Are you getting this, honey? Going viral.
Hey, y'all. Stay right there. We come back. More Rodney Perry Live.
Guess what time it is? It's time for Off the Chain to come back. That's right. Off the Chain is coming back. New comics, brand new show, brand new stage. Rodney Perry's in full effect. I got new clothes, baby. They done hooked me up. The show is going down. January 14th on Bounce TV. You don't want to miss it.
What up, y'all? It's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry. We are back. And we're talking to Psychic Wayne. Psychic Wayne, where are you in the world right now? You in California?
Actually, no. I'm in Atlanta until...
Oh, you're in Atlanta?
Yeah. I'm here for... A couple, well, I've been here. So I've been here in New York. So.
Oh, got it. Now, this, I got a question for you. The weather has been crazy. As a psychic, do you foresee that?
Do I foresee the weather being crazy?
Yeah. Do you see, like... Do you do you have any indicators that say, wow, the weather across the country is going to be kind of different than normal? Is there any indicators to that for you?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I haven't thought about it that much. I mean, I have my own feeling about the whole global warming thing and that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Since you're asking that question, I'm going to see what the cards can tell us about weather. You mean in this year, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. You know what? Honestly, it's going to be kind of brutal at moments, but nothing really out of the extraordinary. Nope.
Right.
Now, I am a little concerned here. There are some bad cards here, which definitely means that maybe before the weather changes, there are some problems, and then in the summer there may be something. But you know what? The overall picture here, it's not super, super bad. It isn't. No.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm a little concerned about, and this doesn't have anything to do with the weather, we do have a planetary alignment that's going to, well, it's hard to explain. It's in astrology, but in April, actually. A little concerned about that because I feel like, I don't like to, like, frighten people and that kind of thing, but I definitely feel like the stuff having to do with the Middle East and kind of war, I think that stuff is going to really flare up in the middle of this year. So, you know, I feel like we'll all be okay, but, you know, all that stuff is gonna flame up a little bit.
Hey, Wayne, hey, I'm listening to you, baby. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Psychic Wayne, and I guess it's my time, Psychic Wayne. Rodney Perry, September 15th. I'm at a kind of a crossroads career-wise. Got a couple of people serenading me for in a management type capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Is this particular person the right person?
Okay. Well, do you want to work with initial, or can you give me one initial at least?
R.
Okay, that's how I make the connection, so
okay.
The cards will know who we're asking about specifically. So we're asking if R will make the difference in your career as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, I still remember your chart. You're, and I know you're going to be like, you don't know what that is, but your ascendant is Capricorn, which means you definitely are a hard, hard worker. And every time I see you on something new, I think to myself. Capricorn ascendant. Let's see. Let me ask you this, Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
What does it hesitation about the situation? Before I tell you what they tell me, what is your hesitation?
You know what? I think it's just like a Rodney thing. I mean, I've been running my business for so long. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to let go of the reins.
Okay. Look, I think that looking at this, this is going to end up making a difference. And it's probably something you could have done a while ago. But this is going to make the difference for you. It's not going to make the difference tomorrow or the first day that you do it. But the long term, this makes a big difference. It causes things to change, and it causes a ball to roll for you. And I admire the fact that you've been wanting to do it on your own and do it yourself. But in this instance, you need to allow this opportunity to happen for you. Absolutely. You got Moonstone. You have some movies coming up or something? Or that you
I'm working on a film like right now.
Oh.
Independent film, and I don't like having, I'm not on board to do it, but I feel like that's coming to me. You know, I don't know, you know, it's not
it's
like
here
anything
about you moving up to another level. I mean, we see you on TV and that kind of thing. So the next natural level to me, or for this is what they're saying here, is movie. So you definitely are going to get some kind of launching into the movie thing in this coming year. So I need you to just relax a little bit and trust a little bit more. You know, you're not the only one that knows everything.
Enough said. Okay, let's go to the line. They got a question coming from Texas. Texas, you on the line, Rodney Perry line. That's 713, I think.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, who is this?
This is Miss Dahlia.
Hi, Miss Dahlia. You on with Sonny Swain?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to talk to Rodney? You want to talk to me?
I want to talk to you. I want to get a reading. I want to see what you think I have in store.
Okay, well, in store, I have 30 seconds to give you that answer. So we're going to look at your career. We're going to look at your relationship. Be a little bit more clear with me so that way I can be a little bit more specific with you, all right?
Okay. Looking more towards my career and, you know, just kind of seeing where things are headed from here, where I'm at this very moment.
All right, give me your birth date.
8/12/74.
All right. All these Leos calling in today. I'm a Leo, too. That's
I know.
The rules.
Leos want answers. Well, you know, and I'm a Virgo. Leos, Virgos, yeah.
Right. Let's see. Okay, you know what? There's some kind of travel here, and there's also either an upgrade or a brand new job itself. So I think what's going to really be important for you between now and probably April, if there's something new that you've been wanting either within the place or the company that you're doing or working for, you need to search for this or even try outside of the box. Something really, really good is going to happen between now and the summer. When I say good, meaning that it's an upgrade of sorts. You have a trip planned already that you're talking about or you've already planned? They're talking about a travel or a move or something.
A travel.
When do you go?
I'm not sure yet. I'm actually working on that right now, but it's supposed to be either Atlanta or L.A.
Okay. You probably are going to, after visiting there, you're going to want to either move there or go back there or something. Because when I asked about your career stuff, yes, there's upgrades coming, but there's also thoughts of making bigger moves than just the actual job itself. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. How old are you?
A woman never tells her age, but I'm 39. I know. I'm 39.
Okay. Well, they're talking about here, and I don't know if this is you or somebody very close to you. There's news of a pregnancy or a baby or something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
You know, so.
Somebody been doing the next.
2014.
You're the second person to say that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All
right.
All right.
Well, yep. You've been told.
Okay, I guess I'll prepare.
Yeah, you go prepare, all right. Look, thank you so much for the call. Good luck. And, you know, I mean, yeah, you about to get it in.
on a lot of levels.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, Dahlia. Thank you, sis. Hey, man, that's hilarious. Wayne, that's amazing to me because you're so dead on, man. Is there ever a situation where, like, maybe you're not feeling good and you can be off, or is it always dead on for you?
Okay. I mean, I'm human, so hey, I'm not above being wrong or being off or any of that, you know. When I do what I do, you know, I try to do it as best I know how or as best I can. So, yeah, if I'm not feeling good, I could be a little, yeah, it could be a little bit more difficult. But, you know, I think because I am human, you know, I'm not always right. I appreciate that. You know, I try to be as right as I possibly can 100% of the time. But I don't know that that's possible. Y'all need to get readings from Jesus if y'all want it 100%. I don't have those kind of stats.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Psychic Wayne. Go to his website, psychicwayne1.com. He's on Twitter and active. I see you tweeting, Psychic Wayne. He's on Twitter. You can check him out at Psychic Wayne. His Facebook is Psychic Wayne. The MySpace is Psychic Wayne, which means he's been in this business for a minute. And the YouTube is Psychic Wayne 1. So you guys, please check him out on all his social media. And you have an Instagram, too, am I right?
Well, yeah, that's more personal. I have the Facebook page, though, where they can go and get their daily horoscope. And
okay.
I also have a newsletter that will send you your weekly horoscope. And just recently I sent out a yearly horoscope for all the zodiac signs, all 12 of them.
You know what you got to get, Psychic Wayne. You got to get an app.
Okay. You're right. That's exactly what I need to do. Well, in 2014 I plan to do that. And I've already had a meeting about it. So, you know, I'm waiting to get back home to L.A. and kind of get that ball rolling.
Hold on, Psychic Wayne. I see an app for your future. All right. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry. You tune into Rodney Perry Live. I'm talking to Psychic Wayne. I just made Psychic Wayne laugh. Psychic Wayne is, first of all, let me say this before we bring up the next person. Psychic Wayne is cool as hell. Like, we sat out at, you know, because sometimes, you know, I've talked to, like, other psychics and numerologists, and they're usually kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, as human beings, you're like, I don't really like this dude. I remember just being impressed with you as a human being. So, I mean, if you get a chance to chat with this guy, do yourself a favor. Psychic Wayne is a real dude. So,
I really appreciate that right now. I really do. And I think that's why, you know, when people meet me, they're like, well, I'm just surprised that you're like a normal person with like a baseball cap on and just a regular person. But I don't know if they think I should, like, have a long beard or wear a turban or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, be all mysterious or whatever. Hey, Denise from Mississippi, M-I, crooked letter I, humpback, I. You on with Psychic Wayne. What's up, Denise?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
I am just wonderful today. Y'all have made me laugh. I hate my thigh was coming up so quick because I'm killing myself over here. But I have a couple of questions I want to ask.
I'll be able to answer one of the couple for you.
Okay. Dreams. I've been having dreams about money lately, me finding money, green snakes on trees, stuff like that. Is that a sign of – I don't work now. I don't have a paid job. I wipe noses, help with homework, go to football practice. I'm a mom.
Okay.
I don't have a paid job right now. And I was wondering if that was, you know, a sign that I was coming into some money, if I was coming into a job or something. And I also want to know how long, excuse me, are me and my husband going to be able to put up with each other?
Okay, so you're still trying to slip in questions, huh?
We got time, Wayne. Go ahead, give it all to her.
Well, what is your birthday? What's your birthday?
November 6th.
Now, I got to tell you, dreams, you know, there are books on dreams and that kind of thing, but dreams are definitely specific to each and one of us because, personally, I dream in opposite. So if I have a dream about losing money, I actually get money. So I'm going to ask the cards if, for you, you say you found money in the dream?
In the dream, I find money. I see green snakes on trees. It's
That's very good. And people are afraid of snakes. I mean, the green part definitely has to do with money. And, you know, people don't understand that the snake is very wise. He's not this slithering bad person that people believe him to be. Let's see. Look, you know what? It's definitely time for you to find money, meaning find work, find a job. You don't even know what you want to do. So are you just dedicated into taking care of the house right now? Because part of the message that that dream has to do is you finding a career, you know? So are you just set with taking care of the family right now?
Yeah, but I do some volunteer work. I enjoy helping the homeless. I do a lot of volunteer work. I mean, some days I'll put in 8 to 4:30 like it's an all-day job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's the thing. In terms of like a career is what they're speaking of here. You got the Eight of Pentacles, which has also to do with school, which means you probably started but you didn't finish. You know, were you thinking about going back?
I actually start in February. I'm going to get my degree as a social worker. I am.
Okay. Well, you finding money has to do with you finding the career of moving forward with that. Now, you did ask about your relationship, and here it is. It came out in this layout, too. How do I put this? I see the King and Queen of Swords, which definitely means the communication between you and your husband, right?
My husband.
Yeah. Is very, very strange because it doesn't take much for it to become an argument. A lot of it has to do with the strain within the household. It has to do with the finances and has to do with all of that. So, honestly, I feel like once you start to kind of work and bring in money to ease some of that tension, things will be okay because the last card shows the two of you still staying together. But these little bit of arguments, they're not even worth the anger that they cause. Let me tell you this too. Seven of Swords indicates that you either don't trust him or you think that he's doing something outside of your relationship. Why do you feel that way?
Because I'm not clean now. Both of us we've messed up before. We chose to stay together, and that was 6 years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago.
So is that why you don't trust him? I'm just trying to understand why you...
Yeah, a part of that is. I mean, he has, like, a female friend that I found out about recently that...
Mm.
And I honestly don't believe there's anything going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that from 6 years ago, I feel like I can't trust him. But he keeps telling me, you know, I told you this 6 years ago. Why are you still dwelling on 6 years ago? I just can't get past it.
Well, look, let me explain something to you. You know, when somebody cheats or breaks your trust, it's never a good thing. But if you're going to stay in a relationship, at some point you're going to have to heal that in order to have a sense of peace, in order for the relationship to have peace. Okay? So if you can't, you know, heal from that and begin to trust him and him give you reason to trust him, then, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you still are not trusting him, and that doesn't make a good situation. It doesn't at all. Okay? So you're going to have to learn to trust him or stay in this state of mind where this relationship is, you know, it's a little bit chaotic. It's more chaotic than I would like to see it anyway. You know, it's love here. That's true.
It really is, yeah.
But, you know, there's a whole lot of other stuff that's small that could be really fixed if you worked a little bit harder on it. All right?
Yeah.
You're stuck with him anyway, so get over it.
Wow. Hey, all right, Denise, you got 2-for-1 on that one.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Good luck and trust that man.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to work on trying
to. Don't nobody want him. Y'all been together all these years.
I know, a lot of years.
All right, sis. Hey, this is Roddy Perry. You threw it to the Roddy Perry line. It's like, Wayne, breaking it down. You know, this is my favorite part, Wayne. When you're doing a reading and you giggle. Like, it's like something you're like, okay, what? Ma'am, listen to me real clear because you and your husband are tickling me in these cards. I love it. Richard, you're on with Psychic Wayne. Richard from New Jersey.
What's up,
Richard?
Richard? Not much. I just called to get a reading. No, you're amusing me over there, so I feel like I better get on in while I'm getting it good.
All right, what's your birthday?
January 19th.
Oh, that's my mommy's birthday.
Huh?
That's my mom's birthday. I'm sorry.
Oh, January 19th. Oh, it's coming. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. So what's your question for me today?
I just want to know where my career might be going.
Where your career might be going.
Mm-hmm. Your direction is going.
Okay, well, look, first thing down here is that you're thinking about doing one or two things. Wait, at least two things. And you sometimes definitely have a lack of focus because I see you wanting one thing but still thinking about doing another, you know? So how many things are you thinking about doing right now? Tell me.
Maybe two.
You're going to have to figure this out, buddy, because it's scattered energy here. And also you don't have a lot of patience, which leads me to believe that once you start to work on something and it doesn't really work the way you want it to work, then you get discouraged. You're not going to be able to do that. And how old are you right now?
I'll be 43.
Okay, it's time for you to be more focused on your career and kind of put the lady thing behind you a little bit. Because I got to tell you, the cards are speaking in terms of relationships have been really important to you for a long time. Okay, and it's not that you're completely focused on relationship, but you're probably more focused on relationship than you need to be right now. Because out of the two things that they're speaking about, they're saying you're going to have to choose one and go full forward with it. Your real nature of who you are, you could own a business or run a business. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Well, what's definitely keeping that from happening?
Right now, I think finances.
Okay. Well, I mean, finances is all a part of sacrificing, finding that, and then making that work. I really would like to see you do that because that's really, really your path. I see you running the business or running a business or running your own business. You know, how many girlfriends do you have right now, buddy? Oh, what happened? How many relationships?
They might not know, but I got about 10 of them.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to slow that down because, that, you know, you put too much energy on that. At least I like to see it balanced a little bit more where you – okay, you're hanging out with your girls, doing whatever on the weekends, but then 5 days a week you're grinding and trying to figure stuff out. But I see the whole girlfriend relationship thing, it just kind of spills over to every day, maybe. So you need to be more focused, buddy. You really, really do. And you're talking about money. I mean, we all have to make the money situation work. I just don't think that you're trying hard enough to do that. Okay? I don't. So my last message to you is that you need to remember that the cards give you a thumbs up on being able to run and organize a business. So even if it's not your own business, you can get in and run somebody else's and do very well at it. Leave some of these ladies alone a little bit, all right?
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'm enjoying the show, Rodney. Keep it up.
Hey, man, thanks for the call. Hey, and it's the thing. You know this, dog. You get the paper right, you can have all the women you want.
Well, I mean, hey, and you know what? That's very true. But right now, he needs to do the grinding and kind of put that on the back burner. All right?
Yeah, I don't really think the women is my issue because I don't really put too much pressure on it other than what you were saying. It's not – that's just like something that comes along in the leisure. It's not like my main focus because –
It's more of a focus than it needs to be.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you sit around and think about women 24 hours a day. In fact, they acknowledge it. Okay, yeah, you're trying to figure out what path to go. But the obstacle position and then your distant past, it's women. So to me, that means that you definitely have kind of put relationships in front of you really finding your true path for a while, and you're probably still doing it a little bit now. You're opening your eyes where you want to move forward. That's all I'm saying, okay?
All right, well, thank you again.
All
right. All right, buddy. Hey, good luck. Hey, thanks for the call, Rich. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Psychic Wayne. Go to the website, psychicwayne1.com. Richard shared my mom's birthday, so let's ask about her. My mother, her name is Venice. Her birthday is January 19th. And she's been going through some health issues. Is she going to be, like, is her health going to get back to, you know, where it used to be when she was really vibrant?
Now, Rodney, you know, maybe you haven't really, because those kind of questions.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, I really don't like to ask them, only because I just feel like, you know, when it has to do with health, living, dying, that kind of thing. You know, we just pray about those situations, and that's handled by another authority. But, you know, anything to do with love, money, job, yeah, we can answer that all day.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we pray that your mom is going to get stronger and get better, and we just, you know, we feel positive about that. But I don't.
Okay. What about her career? Her career. I know she wants to know about her career.
All right. Let's see. Her first name is. What's her first name again?
V as in Victor. Venice.
Oh, Venice, like Venice Beach. Venice,
Italy. Yeah, Venice Beach. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Career, Miss Venice. Let's see. Well, obviously she does get stronger because it does speak of her working. Working and having two options. I mean, I don't know what that means. Has she been applying for jobs? Or is she going to go back to a job that she was at or what?
I'll probably go back.
Okay. Because they're going to give her more than one option to either go where she was or somewhere within there or something along those lines. You know, her spirit is pretty lifted, you know, when I look at this. She gets to worry a little bit, but this definitely says she'll go back to work, and she can't go back to work if she's not feeling good. So apparently, you know, she's going to be okay. So, and you show up in this reading. Do you talk to her every day or every other day? How often do you talk to her?
Well, she lives here. She lives here, so yeah, we talk every day.
Okay, well, you're definitely a big part of uplifting her and keeping her uplifted because you're in this layout as well, so it's good.
All right, okay. Well, Mama, you're going to be all right. Hey, this is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to Psychic Wayne, and follow him on all his social media. You can check him out at Psychic Wayne, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube. You can check this young man out. A really awesome individual. Do yourself a favor. Holler at my man, Psychic Wayne. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. More Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to my man, Psychic Wayne.
What did I do with my last 5 hours? Let's see. I was a dietitian, a housekeeper, a pediatrician. Yeah, that was a third degree boo-boo. A housekeeper, a sanitation engineer. A housekeeper. Good thing I have 5 hour energy to keep me going. What will you do with your next 5 hours?
The party ain't over, baby. More Roddy Perry Live, we come back. You don't want to miss it.
Fourth down, coach. What do we do?
I'll tell you what we do.
I want you to go on the field. Look for anyone with an O.
Let's kill them.
With kindness. Jimmy, I want you to make balloon animals. Tyler, make little tea cozy. Something fun.
Are you okay?
We will win this for Mother Russia.
Coach, eat a Snickers.
Why is that, Chief?
You get a little loopy when you're hungry. Better.
Better.
Now let's go work!
Yeah! Go get them, guys.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. We are back in full effect. We're talking to the man, the myth, the legend, Psychic Wayne himself. And, man, it's been an incredible show so far. Only got a couple of more minutes with you, Psychic Wayne.
Okay.
So let's jump right in. Oh, from Vegas. Oh, calling in from Vegas. You're on with Psychic Wayne.
Hello.
Hey,
oh,
how you doing?
Hi. So what, you need my birthday?
Can I get your initials or your name, whatever you're comfortable giving me?
Oh, Octavia.
All right. What's your birthday, Octavia?
4/30/70.
All right. Taurus. Okay. And what's your question for me?
Mine is a career question. I'm okay with love or whatever, so I just want to know about career this year.
Okay. So what's your question about career?
I have some opportunities on the table. I just want to know how sound and lucrative they look like they're going to pan out.
All right. All right. They must be really lucrative. You got money cards jumping out of my hand.
I like it.
Yeah.
And yes, they are.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, how many opportunities are we talking about, first of all?
You know, honestly, it's just a kind of like an onslaught of new clients. So.
Wow. Well, you got the money here. You got the new client or clients that come in is going to bring in more clients. This is going to be a huge year for you in money. Yeah. You're very shrewd in how you do business, meaning that you're very good at what you do. Sometimes difficult, but that's okay. But you turn that into a way to really, really, really make money. Very smart. How old are you?
I am 43, 44 this year.
Okay. You're going to hit a peak between now and 48, a financial peak. So you know what? I think that the opportunities that are around you now, they only lead to bigger and greater opportunities. You got to remember also all money is not good money, so I want you to use your ability to kind of, you know, search through the BS to figure out what's better for you. But the opportunity that you're asking about right now or an opportunity that's around you right now is very good because it leads to more opportunities. I don't know.
Oh,
my reading is going to come out like this, but okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it from your mouth to God's ear.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Get that money, girl. Thanks for the call, Tavia.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome, man. It looks like California. California is on the line. 909. That's like San Bernardino area. 909, you on Rodney Perry Live.
Uh-oh.
I think they want to get on top to us, but
she must have been at work. They said,
she must have been at work. Maybe she just wanted to listen. Psychic Wayne, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on once again, man. You killed it as you always do. What's coming up for you, man? What's in the future?
Oh, well, you know, I'm working on that app. And some people approach me about a TV thing, so we're going to see where that goes. I don't even really like to talk about it until it's really, really solid because, you know, they've led me down this road before. And
Right. Astrologically,
between now and probably June, I am due something to do with TV. So we'll just kind of see how that works out at this point.
Because
I saw this probably about a year and a half ago. Oh, something with TV is coming. So they've approached me again, so we're going to see what happens with it.
That's hot, man. Congratulations in advance. You talked about money, Rodney Perry and money, 915. My money is really tight right now. Is there going to be a breakthrough? Because, man, I'm tripping.
Rodney, you work too many jobs, brother. You work too many jobs.
Am I doing too much?
Because out of a lot of the comedians, every time I turn on TV, I'm seeing you somewhere. Let's see. I got people that call me for readings, and they ain't even got one of the gigs you got. They waiting. Let's see. Hey, you know what? They're speaking to you in terms of the new partnership or the new management or what have you. You know what? Somebody's going to suggest that you move. Have you already been told to move or something?
You know what? I haven't been told to move, but I've been, you know, it's kind of been in my spirit that a move is coming, but I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
Speak in terms of you making money and that kind of thing, it does speak of some type of new connection, new management that you're going to be working with. And further or later on this year, you may not move this year, but it's going to be talked about and probably even considered in order for you to get to that, you know, to that next step. And I gotta just tell you this. It does show money's a little tight, but it's also telling me here that money is a little mismanaged. You're going to have to get a tighter rein on where your money is going and how you're using it in order to see bigger things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. But you're on your way. You heard it here today, and I told you this before. You on your way, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not thinking
about it. Nothing I can do about it. Hey, you heard it live here. This is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Psychic Wayne, go to the website, man. It's a really great website, great-looking website. It's psychicwayneandthenumber1.com. All his social media is at Psychic Wayne. And you can go to his YouTube page to get to see this guy in action, and that's Psychic Wayne 1 as well.
Again, man, Wayne, I can't thank you enough for coming on. You're an awesome human being. I wish on the people that heard you today that they get a chance to meet you because, I mean, on the real, man, you're just a good person. Thank you again, man. And that's kind of our show for today, man. Appreciate you.
All right. I really appreciate you having me, Roddy. It was an honor. So that was great. And I'll connect with you before I head back to California.
Oh, wait a minute, Wayne. Don't leave.
Okay.
Madeline wants you to say, what do you want to know? Let me read. Madeline, March 23rd, she said destination. I'm sorry, I wasn't reading. Mad, March 23rd, I messed this up. She wants to know, I'm so sorry, man, I'm the worst. she wants to know about career.
All right, that's March 23rd?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, well, you know what? There's something new and a victory coming here in 2014. I have to say, I see some just kind of sitting under the tree waiting for stuff instead of actually going out and getting it for the past year. Not as much as she should have been going out and getting it. You know, it's just kind of sitting there. But I think there's a connection here, and this probably has something to do with you or somebody you're associated with that's going to bring in a new situation or like a victory in this coming year. Have her call me. I'll tell her what else is here. Just have her
okay.
Call me. Yeah.
Done deal. Okay. Last call. Parwana, you on with Psychic
Hello.
Wayne. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. You're on with Psychic Wayne. You're the last caller
yes.
for the day. What you got for Psychic Wayne?
I was just wondering if you could tell me something about love. What's in my future for that?
All right. Can I get your birthday?
Yeah. 7/5/86.
And how do you say your name?
Parwana.
Okay.
You said it right. You're right.
All
right.
What about love for Parwana? Let's see.
By the way, Rodney Perry, I saw your show at the Ontario Improv. The best show ever. So
oh, my God.
You know.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Parwana.
And okay.
Next time you're out there, I will be sure to see you.
Done. I love it.
Okay. Well, look, here's the deal. You've already made a connection with somebody that potentially is going to be a long-term situation for you, but there keeps being hiccups or disappointments. Are you with somebody now, or are you just
yes.
with somebody recently? Okay. Why do you keep getting disappointed?
The history, his history, it's kind of disappointing. He hasn't had a good history of relationships.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look, I don't want you to throw him completely out. You need to understand that he definitely has some growing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like at some point this situation is going to be more solid than it has been. Because everything that happens, you kind of fought him for every single thing, and not everything is always his fault. Okay? But
okay.
I feel like this situation is supposed to work. It's supposed to work. Because they're
it's
saying the person.
It's supposed to work.
It's supposed to work. The person that's around you now is the person that you have the most potential with. Okay? So
okay.
maybe you guys need to come talk to me or go talk to somebody or something because this situation can work. And like I said, it's supposed to work. It's just too many. I see too many disappointments on your part. With you're disappointed. And a lot of the times you shouldn't, well, not a lot. I'm not going to say a lot. But some of the times you're disappointed, you don't even have a right to be disappointed. So,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So just try
all
to work
right.
this through. Okay?
But it's a good thing, right?
It's not bad. It can be better. All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Once again, thank you, Parwana. See you next time. We're in Ontario. Again, Psychic Wayne, awesome show today, man. Stay blessed. I wish you much success in all your endeavors, and have a great day, brother.
All right, man, and I'll be in touch with you before I head back. All right, and thank you for
okay.
having me. I
sounds
appreciate
good.
It. All right.
All right, baby. Be good. Right. Yeah. Hey, y'all, this Rodney. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. It's been an incredible show. Shouts out to Psychic Wayne. That's right. Shouts out to Psychic Wayne. Hey, make sure you archive the show. And if you're a listener, tell a friend. Tell your friends. Tell your homeboys, your auntie, your cousin. Tell somebody about the show. Hit me up at RodneyPerry.com. Tweet me. I'm at Rodney Perry. Go to my Instagram, my Rodney Perry Live. We are all inclusive, baby. 2014. I see you on the other side. That's our show for today. We are out.